This is Phil Farron. And I am driving around. It's Thursday today. I'm not going home just yet. It's cooked up a little bit of a warm one today. Of course, we're not there yet. We're only in the 80s. It's going to 90s. So, I would normally be going home now, but my dentist called, my dentist's office called yesterday, and I am supposed to have a Friday appointment. I was supposed to have a Friday appointment in 2 weeks, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. And they called and they said, oh, we have an opening for you on Thursday afternoon. Now, normally I go on Fridays because of my schedule, but I had told them, well, come July, you know, I'm going to go to halftime, and so I'll have time that I can just work around from there. And they had remembered that, and so they said, would you like to come in tomorrow? And I said, yeah, I can do that. I said, you know, I won't be in costume if I come in tomorrow. And she said, well, we know, but, you know, she said, if you could come in tomorrow, it would help us out, put you on a good place on a schedule for us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I said, sure, I can do that. So instead of heading home at this point, I'm kind of puttering around because it's almost a quarter to three, and I have to be there at 4:15, which is an hour and a half, and it only takes about 30 minutes to get down there. But I got off at 2:15-ish today, which is weird because I'm on the retirement schedule now and I don't have it figured out yet. So I don't, you know, it's not instinctive yet what I'm going to do during each part of each day when I have time for X and blah, 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 blah. So I do know that mornings, as much as possible, I'm going to continue to run. Since I have a little extra time in the morning, I'm going to do some mobility training. So I have a course for that, the stuff for each day. I'll still do the yoga in the evenings, and then probably do some strength training in the evenings. As much as possible, I'm going to go lay out in the sun at the height of the afternoon for like 15 minutes on a side. I've got olive enough tone in my skin that I can go out and lay for 15 minutes on a side and I don't get sunburned. So, but I do get some good vitamin D, so that's the plan. So yeah, moved into retirement phase this week, completed my first week. I did work all day on Monday, since that was the end of June, and then Tuesday was July the 1st, and so I worked 3 days, worked a total of, I think, 16 and a half hours. But it is at double the rate that I was just a couple of days ago. So, you know, that's fun. It means that I haven't really lost any time. It's like I worked 33 hours, which is pretty interesting. And the guys in the office are still getting used to the right new schedule, you know, because I'll say, well, I'll see y'all later. And they'll look at their clocks and it'll be 2, 2:15, 2:30. And they're like, what? Oh, that's right. That's true. You're on halftime now. Yep. Won't see you on Monday either. But I think that's all going to be fine. The transition is going fine. This poor little recorder is right in the sun. I'm really hoping that it doesn't overheat. I think I'm going to put something on top of it to just kind of cut the sun a little bit. We'll just put this on top of it. Anyway, so that was an interesting transition for work. I did as well on last Friday. Had one last cup of coffee, pulled myself off coffee. Because I had put myself on coffee, if I recall, I was fiddling around with coffee and I learned how to kind of pop my own coffee several years ago, and that was fun, but it wasn't reproducible. I had a couple of batches that just turned out spectacularly well. I had gotten some Costa Rica high altitude coffee beans, and they don't call it popping. What do they call it? It's roasting. I had roasted them myself in a hot air popper, and I just happened to hit it right a couple of times when I started out. And man, that made some good coffee. It was really good coffee. But then, you know, I could never get back to that because I could never reproduce it. But then, you know, as things went on, I got to the place where I thought, well, you know, I am going to be working extra hours on the costumes. When I decided I would make a run for the costumes in 2020, I knew that I was going to be pulling extra hours there and just taking it away from my sleep because there was no place else to take it from. And so instead of trying to go to bed about 10-ish and get up at 6, I knew I was going to be trying to go to bed at 11 or 11:30 and then get up at 6. And so I was looking at 6.5, sometimes 7, but mostly 6.5, which is, you know, shaving a few off. And I just found that the coffee was easier. But, you know, coffee does have some drawbacks. And I think I mentioned last week when we were talking about brain health that, let's see, I probably mentioned, I'd have to go back and listen to it, that I was thinking about going off coffee. And so Friday morning, that was my last. Haven't had any coffee since the cup on Friday morning. Really wasn't that bad. Had a few little random light headaches here and there, but it's all doable. It was all doable. So haven't had any coffee for almost a week now. And it's fine, you know. Trying to drink, stay hydrated. Well, not today because tomorrow's costume day. Speaking of costumes, we just had all kinds of fun with the OOTD day last week. It was just all kinds of fun. That was the one where I got a very artistic looking bodysuit and then got a bunch of inflatable pool toys and just wore them to Walmart. And that was one of those costumes that just makes people stop. And in fact, I had four, maybe five, I can't remember for sure, cold opens from people who said, and by cold open, I mean people who knew me, had seen me multiple times, and decided that was the day they were going to say something to me. So I had just, four people walk up and say, hey, I really appreciate your costumes. I see you every week and I always look forward to it. And, you know, thanks for your energy and thanks for what you're doing. It always brings a smile to my face and et cetera, et cetera. One of them was a guy and the other were women. But, you know, it was good. It was fun. It was very bright and colorful and it just kind of made people light up. So, you know, that was good. It was fun. I did discover through all that once again and finally found a solution for those of you who might be thinking of working with vinyl blow-up toys that I needed to attach magnets to it, and so I went for the handy-dandy cellophane packing tape because that seemed like the easiest thing, and it grips really good at first, but then it has a tendency, it's doing something where the glue is weeping against the vinyl and then it starts getting gommy and then it slides off and kind of turns into a mess. Well, there's a much better solution to that, and that is you can get those vinyl repair kits, and you can get them in a full piece of tape, or I just bought a bunch of 2x2 squares, and man, when you use those to stick a magnet on something so you can attach two inflatable toys together, it is not coming off. So that's a much better way to do that. Just a tip. I don't know if it's a pro tip because I don't consider myself a pro, but there you go. As far as the costumes, are, I'm currently, I have the Marvin the Martian, almost all of the Marvin the Martian updates done. So I have the Marvin the Martian head out in the garage now. And my task now is every other day I have to go out there and put the thing on twice. Because put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off. Because I've got to learn to do this smoothly, and I've got 2 weeks. Sadly, I have forgotten how to put it on with my helmet on. Now, I think I just had an inspiration. I've done this for 2 days now, 2 days apart. And I've managed to get it on and off, but I've never managed to get it on with the helmet on that I have. And I need the helmet because it has a fork on the back of it that I can stick into some of the upright aluminum that's inside and turn my head back and forth and make the eyeballs go back and forth. So I really need to be able to get it on with the helmet, but I can't, you know, I try to put it on and it just gets stuck. But yesterday I had other things to do and I thought I'm just taking it off. I'll get to those other things when I get to those other things. And then after I did that, I went, oh, do I have to lean my head forward and then tilt to the side a little bit? And I remembered, yeah, it seems like I gotta like tilt my head to the side and lean it forward and then not try to make it go through the things that fit onto my shoulders. And so I'm gonna try that. But I have enough time. I've got, like I said, 2 weeks here. And so that'll basically give me another 7 times that I'm putting it on, taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. I may have mentioned I'm actually heading to the dentist now. I may not have mentioned that. So the costumes are fine. Also this week, I did pull the trigger. I probably mentioned last week as well that I was buying a 3D printer. I did get that in. I think it was this last week. Got it all set up, did a bunch of test prints with it. I bought an enclosure for it because there's a bit of burning plastic smell that comes off of it, and I have it in the utility room and I don't want it to get sucked into the HVAC and, you know, spread that all over the house because Lynette will smell it. So I bought an enclosure for it, and I noticed that the enclosure was foil lined inside and that the printer wants to be connected up to the internet. But it has Wi-Fi, and I talked to a friend who had a printer. He said, yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble with that foil enclosure. It'll be fine. So I've had it in the foil enclosure doing test prints, because I didn't have the fan hooked up yet. And so I went ahead and hooked up the fan, got the fan hooked up, got it vented outside, got all that done, and then zipped it all up and thought, okay, let's do another test print. And it would not print. I mean, it would warm itself all the way up and it would try to get the bed stabilized and level, and it would just fail in the middle of that, just quit. Like, what in the world? And so... I was trying all kinds of things. I wasted an hour last night. And then finally it dawned on me, oh. Because I picked up my phone and I tried to contact the printer because it has a camera that you can turn on and you can watch it printing. Tried to get it connected to the camera and it wouldn't even connect to the camera. I'm like, oh, it's Faraday cage. It's dead. So that's when I decided, you know what? I opened it back up and fired it up. Sure enough, boom, right off to the races, there it went. So that means that I got to do some surgery on the thing that I bought. And I've got to go ahead and cut a big hole in the front of it. It has a small hole that's see-through, but the problem is it's not big enough. It's facing away from the router, and so the shielding inside that thing is just not good. So I, of course, am going to take away from all the wondrous properties that it had, that even if your printer caught on fire and keep it contained, yeah, well, that's not going to happen. So it does mean, now I am trying to remember, how do I get to Dr. Nipschild's office? I think I need to turn on Walnut Lawn here. I think. Just a second. Oh, where's... I don't know what is going on with my phone, but my widgets just randomly rearrange themselves now, and they never used to do that. Navigate to Kay Nipschild's office. Okay. Walnut Lawn Street. Yep, that's where I'm supposed to turn. Okay, cool. So anyways, so I discovered that, yes, in fact, those enclosures are like a Faraday cage. So I've got to get that done. But so far, this has worked out pretty good because the printer itself was on 40% off because Bamboo Labs has their 3-year anniversary right now. And then the other thing they have for 40% off is the filament itself. So I loaded up on the different colors of filament that I needed. My beloved helped me pick the right colors for Mr. Potato Head. And we got that all under control last night. And what filament that normally costs $22 only cost me $15. And filament that normally costs $19 only costs $12. And so, yeah, it's a good deal. Bought a lot of filament. And of course I had to go into Lowe's today and pick up an extra surge protractor and plexiglass. I've got myself some plexiglass pieces, 1/8 inch, that I'm going to cut a big hole out and then Velcro them to the outside of the thing so I can still see in, but I can, you know, create a tighter seal. It's not going to be definitely airtight, but the fan, when I turn on the fan, it will create negative pressure in there and blah, 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 blah. So that'll all be fine. Writing is fine. I started my second sprint this week. I am also trying to figure out what my new schedule is for writing because Friday, Saturday, Sunday used to be my big days, but each of them had something. And now, Monday, I don't have anything. So it's like, whoop, whoop. So that may turn into my big day and the other days might get lessened. We'll see. I'm not really sure yet. But read through the book 23, seems to be fine. Just working on the second half of it now. Got to get that all taken care of. It was interesting last night when I was sitting down to make my notes. Well, first of all, that was weird because I had knocked off at 2:30 and I normally do my finances on Wednesday night. But it was 2:30 and I was sitting down to do my finances and I had everything done by, you know, wait, it was 3? I don't know. I had everything done by 5. And so all of a sudden I had extra hours. I'm like, this is great. So I'm getting used to this very quickly, having these extra hours. So yeah, it's good. It's good. So that's all good. So I was sitting down last night, that's when I normally get together my notes, and I didn't have anything for the podcast. I looked through some of the YouTube videos I had watched, there really wasn't anything that just struck me about any of them, and so I just thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just talk about retirement, talk about where we are, just as a kind of a chronicle. And so I got in the car today. I, at the time, was listening to a Tucker Carlson podcast with Marjorie Taylor Greene, which, of course, everybody has claimed she's a crazy person. And I have found over the last few years that maybe you should just let them talk and listen to them, and you can decide for yourself whether they're a crazy person. Because there's a whole lot of people that are pointing a lot of fingers and calling a lot of people crazy people that aren't crazy people. So, what I had done is I was listening to that, and it was interesting, but it wasn't really something necessarily I want to talk about. And then there was an ad, and then suddenly it finished. And I thought, well, that was weird, because I knew I was no more than halfway through it. And then Jordan Peterson came on. And Jordan Peterson, I don't even know what episode this is. Maybe it's the most current episode, 558. The Snow White Disney Doesn't Want You to Know About. And I thought, that might be interesting. And it is so far. I haven't finished it, but it really is very interesting so far. Because he's talking about narrative and the Brothers Grimm, and how the Brothers Grimm, one of the reasons that they wanted to research the fairy tales and document them and update them for a more modern time is because they believed that those fairy tales, in fact, had deep meaning in them, and they could comprise a narrative that could keep the German heritage alive. And that led Jordan Peterson to discuss the fact, which I agree with him, that our lives, our consciousness, are really a story. And we live in a story. And the way that you build societies is when you have common stories. And of course, the Judeo-Christian ethic has been a common story for all of us. At least it used to be. And part of the disintegration of our society could be attributed to the fact that we have abandoned these common stories, and the stories that we have embraced, supposedly in place of them, have not been satisfactory for any majority. And you have one side that feels like the Judeo-Christian stories are being forced upon them and it doesn't really fit with them. And you have another side that feels like all the woke and ideological, you know, LGBTQ stories that are being forced on them, that they don't relate to those. And so you have this conflict between the stories that have been adopted by different groups. And so that was all real interesting. But then he was also talking about Snow White and the archetypes that are at work in Snow White, and the evil queen of Snow White, who is trying to reproduce a strategy that has been studied in the primate kingdom and probably has corollaries in the human kingdom. And that is that powerful women seek to limit the reproductive possibilities of less powerful women. They seek to inhibit them. And so you've got this kind of classic conflict of a powerful woman growing older, fighting against the ravages of time, and looking across and seeing these younger, more desirable women, and the older women implementing strategies whereby they are trying to limit the reproductive viability of the younger women. And this shows up in a lot of ways. Perhaps, Jordan Peterson says, perhaps it even shows up in the female bosses that are telling all the younger women, you can't balance life and work together, you know, having a family and work, you just need to focus on work. Maybe there is a deep motive that's driving that to limit the reproductive viability of young women simply because of what the older woman is experiencing. It's a very interesting podcast, so he's working his way through that. But I can tell you this, it's been my observation that if you get in a work environment that is predominantly governed by women, now I absolutely have seen alternatives to this, and I absolutely have worked with many strong, wonderful administrators. I have had the pleasure for 27 years to work with three women that I affectionately call the triumvirate, and they're just fabulous. I haven't worked with all of them for 27 years, but they are just literally fabulous. The head of financial services and the head of missionary services and the head of divisional accounting up in HEWM. I mean, I will work with them all day long, every day, without question, because they are great to work with. So, but I do know firsthand from, well, secondhand from hearing from Dustin, that it's not always that way. And in fact, when he gets into things like ICU, where, you know, there's a whole group of women that he's working with there, and women are in charge, and they can be just brutal to the new people coming in. And he was even saying that's kind of a badge of honor that they have, that when a new person comes in, that they make it their job just to make their life horrible to see if they can survive. You know, and it's like, no, that's not really a quality work experience, you know? It's not really the point. But it is something that's very much been his experience. He did say, it's interesting, because he did say that he's done a couple of clinicals down in Branson at the Cox Emergency Room in Branson, and he was very, very impressed with them. You know, he said the difference was just night and day. So I'm definitely not saying that a work environment run by women, overseen, administrated by women, can't be a good work environment, because I've seen ones that are very, very good. But when they go bad, I've seen some that when they go bad, it is not good. It's just not good. So I am heading to the dentist. I have decided that I'm going to make a run at actually going in costume today. But what that means is I'm going to need to find some place. I'm sort of half dressed, and I'm looking right now for some place that I can pull into a parking lot and find a place where I can kind of hide behind my car and pull some stuff on, because I'm just half dressed. And maybe we're just gonna wander down here and maybe try to find a place in the shade. Maybe we'll just come around here and find a place in the shade. This is awfully close to buildings, because I've got to pull on my tights and get everything straightened around and get my shorts on, because I'm going in as Uncle Sam. There is no shade in there. If I could just find a little spot. It's 3:10 now. And so maybe I'll go here. But anyways, so that's kind of my week. It's been an interesting week. I expect there will be more interesting weeks to come. But God is good, and it's really fascinating to have made this transition. And we'll just see how long it takes me to kind of get my schedule figured out. Maybe I could back in over there. So anyways, I'm just mumbling to myself at this point. So anyways, have a great weekend, everyone. And I will be back next week, but I don't start working until Tuesday, which is pretty amazing. It's just pretty amazing. So it'll be fun. Let me see what this looks like. Yeah, this looks like it's okay. I found some shade. I'm gonna take up two parking places because there's plenty of parking places here. We'll see if we can get dressed to go down to the dentist's office. Anyways, have a great day, everyone. Have a happy 4th of